Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been explained, the meaning of which is, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّارَةً فُضُلًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels that are traveling, and these are surplus in the sense that there are other angels tasked with other duties by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these angels, their only work is, and their only task and duty is to search for the majalis of dhikr, for the hilaq, the gatherings of dhikrullah. So these angels, in one hadith, yaltamisuna hilaq al-dhikri, they search for those places where there are gatherings of dhikrullah taking place. In the hadith, it is mentioned that the angel sees his gathering of this nature. He calls out, or one angel or some angels, they call out to the other angels, halummu ila hajatikum. Come, there's what you are looking for. You have a need, there's it. There are these people sitting, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ. Then the angels cover such a gathering with their wings. Right till السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Right till the sky of the world. In other words, so many thousands of angels come. They flock around such a gathering. They throng around such a gathering. And they cover this gathering right till the sky of the world. In one riwayat it is mentioned, after the gathering of dhikr is over, and as the people disperse, then these angels, araju wa sa'idu ila sama, then they go up, they ascend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then questions them, that where have you been? They say, wallah, we had covered a gathering in the world where some of your banda were making dhikrullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they seen me? Wallah, they have not seen you. So Allah says, if they had to see me, wallah, then they would have made even more dhikr, and even more tasbih, and even more tamjeed. They would have praised you and glorified you even more, and they would have been even making more ibadat of you even. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angels, فَمَاذَا يَسْأَلُونَ. What are these people who are making dhikr? What were they begging of? What were they asking? The angels say, wallah, they were asking for jannat. Allah will say, did they see jannat? The angels reply, no, ya Allah, they have never seen jannat. So Allah will say, had they seen jannat, how would it be? Wallah, they would have been seeking jannat even more, with even more enthusiasm and eagerness. What are they seeking refuge from? What are they seeking protection and refuge from? Allah will ask the angels. So the angels will say, Allah, they are seeking refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Allah will ask the same question. Hal ra'uha? Have they seen the fire of Jahannam? Allah, they have not seen the fire of Jahannam. If they had to see the fire of Jahannam, then what? Allah, they would be even seeking more refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells those angels that, I make you witness that I have forgiven all those people. أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. That I have forgiven those people. So the angel will then say, Ya Allah, in one riwayat is mentioned that there was one person who was being passed. In another narration, it is mentioned that this person is a muznib, is a sinner. One sinful person was going past his gathering, and he had no intention to join and participate in this gathering. He just sat there because he had some need. Perhaps, ulama and the sharifin explained, perhaps he needed to meet somebody after the gathering. Or he had some message to give to some person. He had some other deal, some other reason why he came there. He did not come for the dhikr. Allah will say, so the angel will say, then, Ya Allah, how can that person also be forgiven? So Allah will respond, Allah will reply, Allah will say, هُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. These people who are making my dhikr, who were seeking Jannat and they were asking for protection from Jahannam. They are such people that if any other person has to just sit with them, regardless of whatever his intention was, that person also will not be deprived of this because of this gathering. The people in this gathering are so accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are so loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that any person, regardless of his intention, just by merely sitting there for a little while, that person is also not deprived of the blessings of such a gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make his dhikr and to take his name properly with full dhyan, concentration. We should try to the best of our ability. Of course, we should not burden our minds too much. Whatever we are able to do, بِقَدْرِ الْإِسْتِطَاعَةِ, ponder over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah's loftiness. Think of all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His beautiful names. Think of Allah ta'ala's generosity, how much Allah has provided for us. Think of the fact that Allah has blessed us with Iman, Islam. We're sitting in His masjid, sitting in His house. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us food to eat, water to drink, give us shelter, protection, clothing, and numerous ni'mat, air to breathe in. And how much we are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think and ponder and reflect that one subhanallah person will say, oh Allah, Allah, then how meritorious it is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tongue has to become moist in the dhikr of Allah. And this heart has to become attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With every heartbeat that Allah, Allah should come out. And if we are going to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, then inshallah, dhikrullah will not only be by means of our tongue, but also by our heart and our jawarih, our limbs. And we will have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So whether we are in public or in privacy, all the time we will be conscious of Allah watching us. And this is a state of ihsan and muraqabah. And this is what a person has, then he is able to have the taqwa and wara. He'll be able to do good deeds and stay away from haram. And he will begin to enjoy his life. The burden of ma'asi and sin and evil and filth that has engulfed his heart, that has engulfed her heart. Now by means of dhikrullah, then all this dirt, this grime, everything will be washed away. It will be washed away. And then the person gets his nur, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into his heart. And this draws a person closer and closer to Allah, and automatically he will feel that sakina, peace, tranquility in the gathering of dhikr, in the gathering of iman, in some dini talk, in the house of Allah, whilst reciting Quran, or whatever good deed it may be. He'll begin to enjoy that good deed. It won't be just something that he's just doing out of habit, but he'll begin to enjoy. And he will feel restless and anxious and uneasy in any evil environment. You want to move away quickly from there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. It's not just once a week that a person makes dhikr. We have this program to remind ourselves. At least sometime we make the dhikr of Allah. Otherwise every single day for some time, some duration during the day, whether it's morning or afternoon or evening, some time with consciousness make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And become obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. So again, as I mentioned, in making the dhikr of Allah, make the dhikr of Allah in a beautiful way. It does not have to be in any chorus. Each person makes his dhikr, but with concentration. Think of Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya, Allah's might, Allah's mercy, Allah's love. The fact that Allah loves to forgive us. Think of it as though it is the day of Qiyamah and how we are begging from Allah. And if we are given the chance of the day of Qiyamah to take the name Allah, how will we say the name Allah then? Now Allah has given us a chance. Dunya is darul amal, not darul hisab. It is a place where a person will do actions. A'mal saliha. Akhirat, there is no amal. In the akhirat, there is no amal that is expected of us. That is the place where Allah Ta'ala will take reckoning, will take account of our deeds, and He will either reward or punish the person. So now, whilst we are in dunya, we've got the chance. And that is why ulama have mentioned from the books of hadith that the only hasrat, the only regret a jannati also will have is those moments in the dunya he wasted or she wasted and did not make the dhikr of Allah. One subhanallah, a person would have said, one tree would have been planted for him and her. It is mentioned, Jannat has tayyibatu turbah. The sand is very, very soft, very beautiful. The soil is beautiful, soft. Azbatul ma, water is extremely sweet and tasty. Wa innaha laqi'an, but it is an open ground. The gharas, the plantation, the trees of Jannat are what? One subhanallah. So we say subhanallah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Then Allah Ta'ala plants a tree for us. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, on the night of Mi'raj, he conveyed his salam to you and I, to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulam, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aqri ala ummatika as-salama minni. Give your ummah my salam. And tell them that this is Jannat. It's so beautiful. But they need to plant those trees in Jannat by saying one subhanallah, or making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Durush Sharif, Allahumma salli wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله الله الله
كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. أسألك موجبات رحمتك
وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. مموز بلفر الله، مموز كريم رحيم الله. يا الله فقیف سوا سنز ما الله، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما. یا اللہ چھوٹے بڑے گناہ معاف فرما. Whatever sins we have committed, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, یا اللہ عمدن خطا نسیان ما الله. یا اللہ in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy ما الله. یا اللہ تو رحیم ہے، تو کریم ہے، رؤوف ہے، رحمان ہے. یا اللہ فقیف اس کمپلیٹلی ما الله. Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Don't let there be any stain of any sin left on our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us hidayat and rushd, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us sirat and mustaqim, my Allah. Keep us on sirat and mustaqim. Make us live and die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Strengthen our bond and ta'alluq with you, my Allah. Give us ma'iyati khasa, my Allah. Give us a strong attachment with you, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist in your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make every limb of ours, Ya Allah, be obedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with aafiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, halawat of iman, istiqamat and taqwa. Give us sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good, happy lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our parishani, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our parishani, my Allah. Remove the fear we have, Ya Allah, of enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, if any person is trying to harm us in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that harm, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have rahmah the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma sur ummah Sayyidina Muhammadin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummah Sayyidina Muhammadin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ya khas rahmat, my Allah. Ya nazar karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaeef hai, tu qawi hai, تو عزیز ہے، تو حکیم ہے، تو غنی ہے، تو صمد ہے. یا اللہ، we need you, my Allah. Every breath of our life, we need you, my Allah. Every second of our life, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, without you, we are destroyed, my Allah. Become ours, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, make our work asan for us, Ya Allah. Our masajid, madaris, makatib, Ya Allah. Darul Ulooms, my Allah. Different organizations, Jamaat, Tabligh, Ya Allah. Whatever work they are doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Make the ijtima' a great success, my Allah. Different Jamaats have come, my Allah. Different Jamaats will go out in your path, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah, of striving in your path, my Allah. Make us true da'is, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spread the deen of your deen, my Allah, in the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our work asan for us. Make our deen and dunya asan for us, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Remove all impediments and obstacles, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, bury in Jannatul Baqi, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hudi kuthur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny. Ya Allah, our mashayikh, mutalliqeen, our students, our musallis. Ya Allah, our relatives, our friends, my Allah, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect each and every one, Ya Allah, from the azab of qabr, from azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrab, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, soon the month of Ramadan will dawn upon us, my Allah. Let it not come in such a condition that we are not even ready and prepared, my Allah. Spiritually, let us be charged, my Allah. Let us be happy and wait for Ramadan to come, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, my Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers are sitting here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and other brothers at home, my Allah. They are listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's hajat and need, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has got a financial problem, social problem, my Allah. Whatever mushkilat he's got, my Allah, masaib in his head, my Allah. Remove it, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-mutarrina idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.